Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. I hope everybody got their favorite drink, your favorite cup of coffee, tea, latte, water, whatever it is you prefer to drink, as we get into this next episode of wishing Suzanne Summers a happy heavenly birthday, 77 today. Unfortunately, that's right, you heard me use the word heaven because Suzanne Summers died yesterday. This breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, that Suzanne Summers has passed away at 76 due to her breast cancer returning and unfortunately took her life. I know it's very sad news and it's very disappointing for a lot of her fans, you know, and a lot of her idols. Because you got to remember back in, it was like 1977, 76, somewhere around in there when she starred in Three's Company. You know, she was one of the, dumb blondes, at least a character on that show, because she definitely wasn't in real life, was almost every young man's fantasy. Because she was very cute, very athletic, very good looking, and she was like one of those many TV stars that young men dream about, you know, like Marianne from Gilligan's Island, or like Thelma Evans from Good Times, or I Dream a Genie, Barbara Eden. You know, they were very talented and good-looking women. Beautiful eye candy, if we would say. Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, she passed away yesterday. Let's go to Entertainment Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and get the full story on exactly what happened.
Enjoy each day, because you never know what tomorrow... Enjoy each day, because you never know what tomorrow will bring.
Life's a journey you can't plan.
It has its ups and it has its downs. I've held on to who I am and what I believe in and what I'm trying to do. Three's Company
too. Suzanne Summers will always be remembered as a fierce fighter who believed in herself no matter what. In real life, she was far from her ditzy character Chrissy Snow in the 70s hit that catapulted her to stardom, Three's Company.
Where'd you dig her up?
I love Chrissy. I named my cat after her because I didn't want her to go away.
I'm so glad I did that show. It made me, it gave me everything. It was the chance that everyone hopes to get. I didn't even have three words. I mouthed the words, I love you. And that was it.
Suzanne made her Hollywood debut in 1973's American Graffiti. 4 years later, the former model turned single mom found herself starring alongside John Ritter and Joyce DeWitt.
I had a child. So, I had to, after work, get home and make dinner.
Come in the kitchen and show me what you've got.
What was John like? What did he mean to you?
Oh, well, he's the greatest physical comic of our era.
you're lucky, if you're really lucky, you have one major television hit in your life.
But I loved being the dumb blonde. I loved playing that character.
The show debuted in 1977 to record ratings and would go on for 8 seasons. But in season 5, Suzanne, who made $30,000 per episode, asked for a raise to $150,000 per episode.
So we went in to renegotiate in year 6 because I had to. My contract was up. And they fired me. And they fired me for asking to be paid commensurate with the men.
My leaving created 2 camps. You were either with me or against me. Kind of weirdness. I have very few regrets. That's a regret, just that didn't end well.
That was the saddest part, is that there is no relationship left between myself and the entire Three's Company, and I feel very badly about that.
You decided to take a break.
I did.
Why?
I did. I have to get up.
Oh, okay.
Turn that off.
She stopped the interview and nearly left.
I heard that.
Why?
I don't know. I don't have a problem with Joyce.
Oh.
So I've heard she walked up. I don't know why.
Tension with Joyce lingered for 3 decades until the two hugged it out on Suzanne's web talk show in 2012. This, a decade after John reached out in 2003.
He said, you know, I'm doing a show, 8 Simple Rules, and we've got this dream sequence, and I have this nightmare. So I was kind of silent. I said, I don't think my coming back as a nightmare is the best thing that we can do. I said, why don't we look for a proper project for the two of us? And so we decided to do that. And then for the two of us. And so we decided to do that. And then a month later, he died.
I've been hot and not hot. Does it matter to you either way? It's better when you're hot. I'm no dummy.
After leaving Three's Company, Suzanne's network TV career dipped. She then landed starring sitcom roles in She's the Sheriff, and she played Patrick Duffy's wife in 1991's Step by Step.
You've come a long way since Bobby Ewing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He'd be lost without me.
Early in the 90s was also a period of reinvention for Suzanne, off the set.
I used to do aerobics till I dropped. Then I found Thighmaster.
I pitched the Thighmaster, and we stopped counting at 10 million units.
She rebranded herself as a health and fitness expert, authoring more than 25 books and building an estimated $100 million empire.
It was originally devised to be an upper body,
yeah. You
know, and like that. And when the inventor brought it to us, I said, does it work for the inner thighs? He goes, yeah, but everybody's into the upper body. I said, not women.
Not women.
It really works. It's like, wow. And while I'm doing this, I'm working my core also. This will be my epitaph.
We sweeten it with summer sweet.
We saw Suzanne's commitment to health firsthand. She credits it with helping her through multiple bouts of cancer, including breast cancer in 2001, which returned in the early summer of 2023.
I can understand that because my sister, my youngest sister, passed away because of breast cancer. It went in remission for a while, and then it returned and it returned aggressively and at stage 4. And shortly after that, my sister passed away. So I share Suzanne Summers' family's pain because I'm all too familiar with it.
Right, I exercise. I've done all the right things. I've always taken care of myself. And I never, ever, ever thought that I'd hear those words, you have breast cancer, applied to me.
Even when I was Chrissy on Three's Company, I'd had cancer 3 times.
I entertained the idea of I could die. I had a big tumor. I could die.
The star staunchly avoided chemotherapy to treat the disease, relying on hormones and alternative medicine.
I feel stronger and healthier, and I feel more alive than ever before. I love my life, and all I wanted to do was live, so I had to do it my way.
It took so much courage to say no to chemotherapy. No, I'm not going to do it, but you have a large tumor, I know. You'll die if you don't do this. Yeah, I actually think, doctor, that I will die if I do what you say.
I think it rocked Alan's world. He put on the strong upper lip and all that.
Entertainment Tonight,
Yeah, tell a friend.
Yes, through it all was her former manager turned husband of more than 45 years, Alan Hamill.
There's a distinct advantage for my client in that whenever she's frustrated at what her manager is doing, all she has to do is reach across the table or across the bed and beat me over the head with something.
Alan and I had a very romantic relationship filled with breakups and coming togethers and breakups and coming togethers, and it was always so incredibly passionate.
Her son Bruce once called their relationship functionally codependent, and we've been by the pair's side as they weathered other firestorms, literally.
It was a beautiful house.
If the house blew up, we would have blown up with it. There was no warning. It was gone in 9 minutes.
In 2007, their multi-million dollar beachfront Malibu home burned to the ground. ET toured the property where professional sifters recovered a precious item from the rubble.
She picks up this, what looks like a ring, and she's about to throw it away, and it was my wedding band. It was all black, so I guess I'm supposed to be married to Alan Hamill.
Your sex life. As you, what are you laughing about?
So happy I have one.
Yeah, the couple made no secret. They kept a hot love life. You've been together every night and sex twice a day.
Well, not every day, but a lot of days. And if you're in the mood, why not? We have a true love affair.
You look good. You're walking around here. You're hiking. What's going on?
I do everything Dr. Summers tells me to do.
Tuesday, I give him his testosterone shot.
Oh.
Don't call us on Wednesday.
Okay, can you sing any of the theme song?
Come and knock on my door.
Whether she was taking on Dancing with the Stars, her doctors, or the network bosses, Suzanne never gave up.
I reinvented quite a while ago, and I actually think of myself as a writer, lecturer, women's health advocate, champion of women. Hear us roar.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne Summers, dead at 76. She truly will be missed, and she's loved by all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. As I tell y'all always at the end of the show, please continue to do your social distancing. We're living in a new time, a new normal. Things will never go back the same. So please continue to wear your face masks, your face shields, your gloves, your shoe coverings. Do everything that you can to help reduce the spread of this virus and any other virus out here. You need to have a strong and healthy immune system, ladies and gentlemen. So do the right thing. Eat the right foods, you know, your nuts, your berries, your seeds, your lemon, your garlic, your onions, and don't forget your G-bombs. Oh, definitely eat your G-bombs, your greens, or your lettuces, your green beans, your sweet peas, and keep that immune system healthy and strong. That's your number one defense against this virus and any other virus out there, right? It's a healthy and strong immune system. Check with your primary care physician, and he'll back these statements up because that's where they come from. You know, I tell y'all these things. I give y'all this information. I bring y'all these stories for one reason and one reason only. That's because I love you, and loving you guys is my food. And Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of my life. And until God grants me the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
Locker Natural Hair journey is oh so rewarding, but can be extremely stressful when you start to consider what products to use. If that's you, then look no further. Locklicious is a Black-owned company that has created an all-natural product line for locked and loose natural crowns. The Locklicious team works hard to ensure that their products are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, PEG, synthetics, and other toxic chemicals you find in other products. Best of all, the products are lightweight and will not leave residue or cause buildup. Go to LockLicious.com to start treating your crown like royalty.